Coach, I know you had a chance to have a phone conversation with a good friend and colleague of ours, Ron Smith, who is fighting what might be the final days of a terminal illness. Ron means a great deal to so many people. Would you mind sharing with us a little bit of not only the conversation you had with Ron, but also the message you then carried to the team?
Well, you know, I haven't known Ron personally, but I've heard him on the radio and I've admired him so much. And then to get an opportunity to talk with he and his wife, June, and just spend some time on the phone was just a great honor and just a great opportunity. And he had so many good things to say about the city of Baltimore, about the impact that the Ravens have. I think that was the biggest thing, to let our players know how important, you know, the Ravens are to the city, to the people, and to the fans, and how much it means to fans how we come out here and play, and how we come out here and play in a game like this. He said he would be watching. And he said to tell the guys that that it's important, you know, that it matters. It matters to people, and they need to go out there, and they need to be at their best. And he basically said, hey, if they don't understand that, we don't have a chance for a championship anyway. So I shared that with the guys. If you talk about, you know, hitting us right between the eyes with it, our guys appreciated it.
As only Ron Smith can. Coach, good luck today against the Browns.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, and certainly we want to say a great big hello to Ron and June Smith. We know you're listening, and we want you to know how much both of you are in our thoughts, our prayers, and how much we love you both for the courageous fight you have gone through and for what you have meant to all of us. I shared this with Ron Smith at a personal level, and I'll share it with every listener today. From the moment I arrived in Baltimore, there has been no one who I look to as more of a gold standard for what a broadcaster should be than the great Ron Smith, and it has been an absolute privilege to share call letters with a man like that who has been what anybody who ever speaks into a microphone could hope to be. Ron, you mean that much to all of us, and to you and June, we just want you to know you are very much in our thoughts today and every day moving forward.